Today, I want to talk to you about forgiveness, and specifically, what do you do when you just can't forgive someone quite yet? Maybe you feel like you could never forgive them, and instead you have this deep resentment, this bitterness, this ugliness. Maybe it's coming out as anger, and honestly, I'm struggling with this right now today. So today on She Read It Herself, we're going to talk about just that. We're going to talk about what is resentment, what it does to yourself, the importance of letting go for your own mental and spiritual health, and what do you do when you just don't feel like you can forgive yet. We're going to get into it all right now on She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi, you guys. It's so nice to have you here with me. And listen, today we're taking a little detour from our normal episodes. Usually I like to work in chronological order of the scripture that we're reading. We've been getting into John and it's been amazing. But today I have something that I'm going to be honest with you. I'm struggling with it right now and I've been trying to work it through, but it's been tough. And when I was sitting down to pray before this episode, like I always do, this just kept infiltrating my mind and it just felt like God wanted me to look into this a little more. And chances are, if it's something that I'm struggling with, there's somebody out there who's struggling with it too. There's a woman out there who needs to hear this today. So we're going to take a little detour for this episode. And specifically, we're going to talk about forgiveness and what do you do when you just can't forgive someone. But first, let's get in a good mental headspace. I want you to take a deep breath and let it go. Feel those little tight muscles in your shoulders ease. Feel your shoulders drop. Feel your jaw unclench. That little place that holds tension right between your eyebrows. Just loosen it. And let's get into a nice space of peace to be able to really take in what we're talking about today. Before we get into why it's important to forgive someone and how, I think it's important to recognize that this isn't about the other person. Forgiveness is about you, not them. It is not about, do they deserve my forgiveness? That is a mental rabbit hole that you do not want to get stuck in. And if we're being honest, the person who wronged you is probably going about their day, not giving nearly as much of the mental energy about what they did to you as you are fixating on them. And trust me, I am speaking to myself today. So first, I want to just briefly talk about what is resentment anyway? Why do we need to forgive? What does it do to us? And then how to forgive two kinds of wrongs, because really I want to break it down into two categories. First, the smaller ones that can happen to us all the time, but sometimes they're just hard to let go of. Honestly, sometimes I don't even realize that it's turned into a resentment until it's a few days of just being angry and it turns into bitterness. But there's also those big resentments we have. Those big life-altering wrongs that we've all experienced. I mean the worst of the worst. The ones where you really think, there is no way I could possibly forgive them. And listen, I'm just giving you a heads up now that I am going to get really honest with you about how I'm personally struggling with this today. And fingers crossed, you'll be able to relate too. So first, what is resentment? You know, it can be really revealing to look at the word itself. Resentment is close to resentment, and a sentiment is a feeling. So you put the re in front of it, and it's a feeling that occurs again. So resentment is literally feeling again. And this really gets to the heart of resentment. It's the recycling of negative feelings or revisiting of old wrongs that have been done to us by others. And this mental habit, this mental habit of recycling that wrong, oh, you guys, it comes at tremendous cost. After all, resentment does nothing to change the person that we're mad at, and nor does it do anything to resolve that conflict. Instead of freeing us from that wrong by others, resentment just, honestly, it allows those people and that hurt to dominate our thinking. I want you to think of it as almost an emotional bondage, something that this hurt, you're tied to it. It has a constant place in your life, and over time, it is like an infection that just, it dims your light and your spirit. Sometimes you've held on to it so long you don't even realize what it's taken from you. I've gotten to a place in my spiritual life where it's important to me that I want to walk around with a light that exudes from me, as cheesy as it sounds, without saying a word about my faith. I want people to pick up on that there's something different about her. There's a softness, a kindness. She has this joy that I'm drawn to. But when resentment creeps into my life, I can actually feel that light becoming dimmer. And call me crazy, maybe I'm hyper aware of it, but I can actually totally feel how it changes my day-to-day energy. I cannot stress enough how toxic resentment is and how seriously it needs to be taken, because it truly takes a toll on our lives. Ephesians 4:31 through 32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Instead, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you." Bitterness and resentment go hand in hand, you guys. Lots of times I find that bitterness takes root when we're hurt by others and we think of the situation all the time. It's unjust, it's unfair. That bitterness grows when we fixate on it over and over, when we cling to the anger and that resentment, and we start to build a grudge. And we just read what God has to say about bitterness. So what can we do now that we've recognized what resentment is, what bitterness is, and we know we're called to let go of it, to let go of those resentments that are just eating us alive? And we know the path to that is forgiveness. But what do you do when you just can't forgive? Because if the people that tell you need to just forgive, let go of that resentment and forgive the person who harmed you, if they make it sound that easy, walk away. Walk away as fast as you can, because forgiveness, and let me tell you, and if you know my story, I have a lot of examples of needing to forgive in my life, and it is anything but easy. But we still got to let go of it. We still have to try to get to that place of forgiveness. So what do we do? We're going to get into it in more detail, but there are two things. Pray and have some rigorous honesty with yourself. So before we really get into how to implement those two things in our life, I want to break resentments. I want to break the people that we need to forgive into two categories. One, the smaller resentments that trigger us, the ones that we encounter more on a day-to-day basis. And then we're going to get into the big ones, those bigger lifelong hurts that we talked about, the ones that we think we could never truly forgive. But let's tackle the smaller one first and build our way up. And listen, unless you are in a much further place than I am in my spiritual life, I don't always recognize resentments the minute they happen. They have a way of creeping up on me, and it usually takes a few days before I really notice that, wow, I'm angry. Forgive me, but I am just pissed off at this person. I find that I think about them day to day. Sometimes I'll be in my car and I'll just start thinking about the way this person wronged me. And I'm going to sound crazy if I'm the only one who does this, but so be it. I have fake arguments with them in my head. I think about, if they texted me right now, oh, here's what I would say to them. Here's exactly what I would do. How I would put her in her place. Oh, it sounds so silly, but I'm finding myself there right now. And listen, I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty details because this is not about using my resentment to out somebody on my podcast about forgiveness, but let me just give you a little bit of vague background. That way you can get this example because I'm going to guess you can probably relate at some point in your life. To be honest, this isn't even somebody that is that big of a part of my life, which is red flag number one of, Natasha, why are you so angry here? But is somebody that it's a recent friendship that I wouldn't say it was rekindled, but our paths crossed and we share a certain trauma bond, I guess you could say, with some past experiences. We know a lot of the same people. We're both moms, so it was just nice to start a new relationship with this person that we never really got a chance to build a friendship before. And during this time of this new friendship and just getting to know one another, there were a few things that happened that made me angry, that felt a little bit like an attack and wrong. And I didn't like it. I got hurt. But the way that I've reacted, I really have to look at, is there something else going on here? Do I have some sort of unresolved hurt that she is, I'm sure, unknowingly triggering in me? And when I really took the time to just quietly set aside the anger and the hurt and the wagging my finger, but that was so rude of her, you know, all that stuff that we do. When I really put that aside and thought about it, there was unresolved hurt. Something that I had thought I had moved past where I really don't need to go into the details, but I had reached out to her in a time of desperation when I really, really needed help in saving my daughters and when I felt like they and their dad were both in danger of harm. And I never heard back from her. And that really stung, and I hadn't thought about it in years. But it was so mixed in with all of my hurt from all the people that I reached out to for help in my time of desperation. You can go back and listen to episode 2 of Who Is This Chick if you have no idea what I'm talking about, but I think most of you know my story. That was the underlying hurt. That was why I was so upset now over a couple of smaller things. I was hurt not just at her, but at everybody who failed me during that time. And I never sat on that hurt. I never tried to heal from it. I never tried to get past of that deep resentment. It's one of those longer, lifelong resentments that I mentioned earlier. So that was the reason why I was so upset now. And she had no way of knowing that. I doubt she's thought back to that interaction that was years ago. I don't even know if she ever saw the message. But in some rigorous honesty with myself, I could see the why behind I was feeling the way that I did now. And that helped to close the door on letting go of this newer resentment. But before we go any further into the steps on how to let go of resentments and how maybe we can find true forgiveness for the ones who have hurt us, I think it's really important, and I teach my daughters this, to recognize that your feelings are valid. It is okay to allow yourself to feel hurt. We don't want to sit in those moments. We don't want it to turn into self-pity. But I think it is so important that you not shame yourself for your feelings or your emotions. Now, what we do with them, that's something we can work on. But please know, your hurt and your feelings are 100% valid. And also keep in mind, there is nothing about forgiveness, which means that how it made you feel in the first place wasn't valid. With everything I just went over, just because I know that I had unresolved hurt that was triggering this bigger resentment, it does not mean that my feelings weren't valid. And I think it's really important that you keep that in mind for yourself as we go through this. So let me step off that soapbox and continue and get back to the point at hand. So the first thing, whether it is a small resentment or a big one, is to be totally and uncandidly honest with yourself. And they can be tough questions when you've been really hurt by somebody. But be honest with yourself. What was my role in this? There are very few situations in life where we are just little cherub angels who did nothing wrong and had this insurmountable hurt happen to us. There is usually some sort of role that we played, and we need to be honest with ourselves about that, because one, it's not just about that we get personal growth from that, but being honest about our role can lead to the next step that I want to bring up that is so important, and that's empathy. If we think about our role, we can sometimes better understand why they reacted the way they did. Does that mean they were right in reacting the way they did? Sometimes, but not always. But regardless, you have to take self-responsibility, and I am speaking to myself here, take self-responsibility in the ways that maybe I either caused this situation or did nothing to help it. And then empathy. Why are they acting the way they do? Are they possibly incapable of giving you what you want when you're thinking about resolution? What are their motives? Do you really think that they had a manipulative or vindictive motive in this? Rigorous honesty with yourself here. And sometimes the answer to that is yes. That has happened a few times in my life where absolutely, the intent was to cause great harm. But more times than not, I don't think it was the intention, like the situation that the smaller one that I talked about. So in finding empathy, why are they acting the way they do? Are they even capable of resolution, or is it in your best interest to walk away? So again, rigorous honesty about yourself. What was my role? Doing a deep dive into empathy. Why are they acting the way they did? Did I have a part of it? Or maybe can I just gain a better understanding of them? You know, maybe you know something about their past hurts or the way that they were raised. You're just looking for not to excuse their behavior, but a little insight can help you find compassion. And let me tell you, from personal experience, when you can get to a place of compassion for the person who hurts you, it makes it so much easier to forgive. I can honestly say that I've gotten to a place of forgiveness for my ex-husband. Finding compassion for him does not negate the harm that was caused. It does not justify the abuse. But feeling for him in knowing the mental pain and anguish he was going through, knowing the mental health illnesses that were going untreated, knowing from personal experience what the struggle of addiction is really like, I found compassion for him and compassion to be able to let go of all that anger and hurt. And I'm not going to lie, it is easier to find forgiveness for somebody that can no longer hurt you. And that's a nice transition into that second kind of hurt, of resentment that I wanted to talk about, and it is for the big hurts in our lives, the ones that you cannot possibly imagine forgiving that person for what they did to you. It's usually, it can be a parent that maybe left the family or did some tremendous wrong to you as a child. It can be an ex-spouse that maybe was abusive to you, that maybe continues to be. I have a few that I have these lifelong hurts from, ones where I cannot possibly imagine getting to a place of forgiving them. The best interest attorney that was in my custody case, who refused to look into my allegations of what was happening in his life, in his addiction that ultimately led to his death. She completely ignored me, and she not only caused me so much pain by separating me from my children, but she left my children in danger, and she did nothing to help him, to force him to get the help that he needed. I do not know how I can ever find all the empathy in the world to forgive that woman. My best friend, who betrayed me all those years ago, I won't tell that whole story. You can find it on some of the interviews that I've done. But it was the ultimate betrayal by somebody that I thought of as my sister. How do I ever forgive a woman who knew my children personally, who knew me inside and out, and conspired with others behind my back to take my children away? I don't see how I ever forgive her. And there's a few others that most of them were involved in my insane custody story and life story where I will be totally honest with you. I don't know how I ever forgive them and how I let go of those resentments. But I know where to start. And forgive me ahead of time, but I am going to use a really annoying catchphrase that Christians love to throw around. Let go and let God. Oh, it just irks me because it so minimizes the amount of the task that's being asked of us. But it is really true. For me, with these ones that I can't imagine ever forgiving, the only next step I can take is letting go and letting God. Now, what does that mean? Because obviously it is not as easy as that small phrase makes it seem to be. But that first word I think is the most important, letting. Letting means a willingness. I am willing to try to forgive. I can't imagine possibly doing it, God, but I am willing to try because I know it's what you want of me. And I know that ultimately it's what's best for me. I know those resentments are a hindrance to my light. And I know that leaving that hurt unhealed will bring nothing good and will always follow me around in my life. So this is the way that I talk to God. God and I have a real personal relationship. And I get on my knees. And I say, God, I cannot imagine forgiving this person, but I want to try. So I give it to you. I place it in your lap. Please take it from me. And please, I give you my weakness. And in my weakness, I have faith that somehow, through your miraculousness, I'll get to a place of being able to forgive. As long as I'm willing to unclench those hands that are grasping so hard onto this hurt and this wrong. I'm willing to open them up a little, open them up to the possibility of letting go. I love that God makes the most beautiful and amazing things. Out of our weakness. Out of our weakness is where His glory is made perfect. So for those ones that you can't imagine, there's your first step. It's important to still apply all those other steps of trying to practice empathy. I think it's great to write down, to just write down exactly what happened and all the hurt, because sometimes just getting it out of your head and onto a page, it really does make a difference. So write down that hurt, the way that they behaved, what the circumstances were, and how it made you feel. Your feelings are valid. And then maybe take some time to reflect on the times that others have forgiven you, that others have shown you grace. I think about my family and when I was in the midst of my addiction, and that they so lovingly and willingly forgave me. They completely erased all those awful ways that I behaved and embraced my new journey in sobriety. They don't hang it over my head. That was grace and forgiveness that I was shown, compassion that I was shown. Sometimes thinking on those can help us find compassion for others. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And there's one last step. There's one last step, you guys, in trying to finally reach that place of unthinkable forgiveness. And this one, you're going to think I'm nuts, but hear me out. Pray for the person you resent. You heard me right. Pray for them. And don't just pray. God, please let them recognize how much they hurt me. Please help them to stop being such a jerk. God, please help them to really resolve their anger issues. Pray for them the things that you would want most in your life. I know it sounds crazy, but I did this a lot, and it really helps. It's kind of the whole fake it till you make it type of situation. Just let the words come out of your mouth, even if you don't mean them. God, I pray for blank. I pray that she finds joy. I pray that she finds love and peace. I pray that she has great blessings in her life, that she's successful, and that her family is healthy and happy. I may not mean it just yet, but I let the words come out of my mouth. And the more and more you say them, this crazy thing happens, the more and more you become softened to the ideas of them. You become softened to the ideas of God blessing them, of good things happening in their life. Forgiveness is a process. It is no way, no how a sit down and say, I forgive you, and that's it, it's over. Maybe with some of the smaller things it is, but with these big ones, it's a process. A process that is often 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, but that's okay because you're still willing and you're still moving in the right direction. And at the end of it all, don't forget, it is for you, not them. It's so vital in achieving true peace and growing your light. Think of all the amazing things you could do with that mental energy that a resentment is holding place for, that it's holding you captive. Think about all the freedom and lightness you could feel if you could just let it go. I really hope that you were able to maybe be softened a little to the idea of forgiving the people that have wronged you in this life, the idea of letting go of your resentments. As always, I love hearing from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram through DMs at Ms. M.S. Pink, like the color, Monster, Ms. Pink Monster. And if you enjoy these episodes, if you enjoy keeping them ad-free, all I ask is that you share it with a friend and you leave a positive review on Apple, Spotify, whatever you're listening on, because then the more reviews I get, the more that they will push this episode to other people and we can expand our little community of amazing women on here who are seeking to have a better life. This was a good one, you guys. Thanks for taking me, letting me take this little detour of what I'm going through. I know I feel better, and I hope you do too. Okay, mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm going to let you go, and can't wait to see you next time. Bye.